We continue our learning of the Nishmas David b'Menachem Moshe v'Chaim Yaakov b'Pinchas Eliyahu Omer Zoch in Perek Yud Mishnah Zayin. Uvekulam hakohanim rasha'in lishanos ba'achilason. The Mishnah here says when it comes to korbanos that are eaten, korban chatas is eaten by the kohanim, korban shlam is eaten by the owner, as an example. So it says that the kohanim are able to eat or change, to vary the achila, to eat them in any way they like. L'ochlon shluyin, they can eat them roasted. Shlukin, overcooked. Umuvushalom, cooked normally. We know the carbon pesach, of course, has to be eaten roasted, but the other carbonates can be eaten. And we mentioned this in the fifth parak in Ezum Koman b'chol ma'achol. You're able to eat it however you like. So tsluyin shlukim umuvushalim, and of course the Mishnah says kohanim. But now, if it's a carbon that's eaten by the owner, let's say a shlamim, so it does not the kohen. It's the owner is able to eat the carbon and prepare the meat however he likes. Vila says l'solchan tavle chulin v'tavle truma divrei Rabbi Shimon. And what else is he able to do? He's able to spice it up. Tavle chulin are non-kadosh spices. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So the Mishnah is telling us that chulin, if it's not a carbon, the meat is a carbon. It's in the azara. When I bring spices to add flavor to the carbon in the azara, so where the carbon is eaten in the azara, let's say the carbon chatas for zichle kuna for male kohanim, if they spice it up, they're bringing spices that are not holy. So maybe this should be a violation of bringing chulin, non-sacred items, into the azara. So the Mishnah is telling us that's not a problem, because the pasuk says regarding karbanos l'mashcha, literally means for anointing. But we learn from there, the Gemara in Zvachim says on Daf Tzadi Aleph, l'mashcha teaches us that the karbanos have to be eaten like a melech. You have to be like royalty, and royalty kings are not going to eat meat that has no flavor. So the spices are really considered secondary to the carbon, and you can bring them into the azar without a problem. And the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Shimon, says, even tavle truma, we'll see Rabbi Meir disagrees with that. What's the chiddush that you can use spices of truma? So the truma is something that we are not permitted to make pasul. The halachos about truma, truma is something kadosh, something in by kohanim. And we can bring, we've had this before in the Masechta, that you're not permitted to bring kudshim lebeis hapsul. So let's speak about karbanos in general. We mentioned this before. Let's say to bring a karbon, let's say a karbon toda, which can be eaten for a day and a night. We don't bring a karbon toda on the erev of Yom Kippur. Why not? Because now you're limiting the amount of time that the karbon could be eaten, and it potentially could become nosar at an earlier time than necessary. So don't bring the karbon at all on the erev of Yom Kippur. If you brought it on another day, then I could eat it for the full time. We don't want to bring karbonos to beis hapsul. The same thing is true when it comes to truma, which is also kadosh. We don't want to bring truma to a state of disqualification if it's not necessary. And there are many more things that disqualify karbanos than truma. So for example, take noser as an example. So truma doesn't become puzzle disqualified if it's after a day or two. Karbanos do. But if you now add flavor of truma, that it's truma that you got flavor, let's say, from, from oil, let's say. So you want a truma oil. So you want to add that to flavor the meat of the karbon. So now if something happens to the karbon becomes disqualified. Now the truma becomes disqualified as well. So you've made truma something sacred, something holy. You've made it puzzle at a time when otherwise, had you not added it to the karbon, it would not have been a problem. So that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can use tavli truma. According to Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, lo yitain l'socho tavle truma shelo yavi esa truma lidei psul. The Bar Tanura gives you the following example. He says, l'fi shahatavlin shebalu tam akachim. If you have the spices who now have absorbed the taste of karbanos, im yavoli de no serve, now the karbon is left over time, harehein ba'azhara mishum tam akachim shebalu bahen. So these tavlin now you can't eat because of the taste of the kachim that are absorbed into the spices. So you can't eat the spices because you couldn't eat the karbon. Had this remained truma and not been added as flavor onto the karbanos, you wouldn't have had a problem. You'd be able to truma. So you don't want to bring truma lidei psul, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that we can be kachim lebeis hapsul. In fact, we learned that already in the beginning of the 8th perek. In Perekhes Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Shimon disagreed with the opinion that held that you can't bring kachim lidei psul. He says, no, there's not a problem with doing so. And therefore, he doesn't have a problem with using tavlei truma. Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Imra Isa Shemen Shehu Mischalek Ba'azara Ein Atat Tzarich Lish'ol Mahu. If you see that oil is being distributed to the Kohanim in the Azara, you don't have to ask what it is. We know exactly what it is. What is it? So the Mishnah says, Elomosa Rikike Minchos Yisrael V'log Shemen Shel Metzora. What is this leftover Rikike Minchos Yisrael? We have in Vayikra, in Perek Beis, we have a whole list of menachos, of different flour offerings. One of the flour offerings is known as the Mincha Ma'afei Tanur, the oven-baked mincha, and that's divided into two types. There's loaves, which are matzah loaves, and wafers, which is also another type, rikikim, which is also a type of matzah, and of course, very, very little chametz in the Beis HaMikdash. So here, the difference between the lechem and the rikikim is that the lechem has a log worth of olive oil, that's the volume, but the and that was mixed together in the flour to make those loaves, those matzos. But the rikikim, the wafers, they were baked without oil. And as the baking was done, and then after you bake them, then you smear oil on top. How do you smear the oil? This is done like an X, like the Greek letter chi. In Greek, we pronounce it chi. So, but either way, this letter, that's the way they would put the oil on the rikikim as an X on top. So once again, when it comes to the mincha ma'afei tanur, we have two. We have the loaves, which have the oil mixed in with the flour. And then we have the wafers, which, and that was baked that way. The wafers, the rikikim, which were baked without the oil. And then the oil was placed on in an X form. So that is an example of the Mishnah said that the mosa rikike menachos, the leftover oil from these rikikim, this was given to the Kohanim. And the log shemen shel mitzora, the leftover of the mitzora's log of oil. What was the mitzora's log of oil? So after the mitzora finishes, he's completely healed, and he goes through this whole purification process. So he brings karbanos, and the Kohen takes a bottle of a log of oil, and he sprinkles with his finger seven times towards the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and then he puts that oil on the right ear, the thumb, and the big toe of the mitzora. We mentioned that in the past. We spoke about the blood where we do that with oil as well. Whatever remaining oil there is, that's given to the Kohanim. So that's what the Mishnah means. When you see oil that's being distributed in the Azara to the Kohanim, you don't have to ask what it is. I know what it is. It's the leftover oil from the Rikiki Menachos that we mentioned of the Yisraelim, and it's the leftover of the log of Shemen al Mitzora, of the Mitzora, after the Kohen sprinkled the oil towards the Kodesh Kodeshim and placed it on the right ear, the thumb, and the big toe of the Mitzora. Then the Mishnah says, Imro Isa Shemen Shehu Nosan al Gabei HaIshim. Let's say you see there's oil in the Azara that's being placed on the fire, on the Mizbeach. There's oil being poured on that. And I tell Tzarech L'shol Mahu, you don't have to ask what that is. I know exactly what that is. Elamosa Rikike Minchas Kohanim U'minchas Kohen HaMashiach. Says the Mishnah, I know what it is. It's a leftover oil from the rikikim, the wafers, not of the Minchos Yisrael, as the previous case. This is oil that's being, because this is not being distributed to Kohanim. This is actually being poured on the fire on the Mizbeach itself. So that must be that it came from a mincha of the Kohanim. Why? Because the Kohen of a mincha is completely burnt. When it comes to the mincha of Yisrael, we know the only part of a mincha, of a flour offering that's burnt on the Mizbeach, is the kmitza that the Kohen takes with the three middle fingers. But the remainder of the oil, though, from a Kohen's mincha, so that is something that the Mishnah says here, that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So that's what it says. This is not something that should be distributed by the Kohanim. So if you see oil in the Azara that's being placed on the Mizbeach, you know that's from either the Kohen's Mincha or the Minchas Kohen HaMashiach. What's that? So this is, we mentioned the Kohen HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol. We spoke about him when it came to in Maseches Horios. But the Mincha of the Kohen Mashiach is the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, known as the Minchas Chavitah, Houston. It was a daily carbon split on Asiris or Eifa, which was split in half, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. There's one of the few things that Kohen Gadol did on a daily basis. So if you see oil that's being burnt, that the amount of oil you need is 3 log that's needed, which is more than the 1 log that's used for the regular mincha, and therefore there could be a lot that is left over. So that's the other possibility of the oil that's being burnt on top of the mizbeach. And then the Mishnah says, "She'ein misnadvin shemen," because we don't donate oil, which means what? Why do you assume that this is oil from these various menachos that's left over? Maybe it's someone donated oil to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Mishnah here says, no, that's the whole point. People don't donate oil. So the Bar Tuna says, "She'lefikach lo yale al datcha she'ha shemen ha'niktar nedava ha'mischal ha'niktar nedava." That's why oil that's being distributed to the Kohanim or that's placed on the Mizbeach, there's no way it's a nedava. No one donates just oil. So that's and that's why it must be one of the possibilities that we mention in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Tafron Omer, he disagrees with the Tanakhama. Misnadvin shemen, indeed, a person can voluntarily donate oil, and that can be its own offering. How much do you donate? It has to be 1 log, not 3. And what do you do with it? You burn it on the Mizbeach. There's another opinion in the Gemara that says, no, in fact, if you donate oil, according to Rabbi Tarfon, it doesn't have to be burnt on the Mizbeach. What we do is we treat it like almost like a mincha offering, where we take off a kometz, try to do that with liquid, take off a kometz, and you burn that on the Mizbeach. And therefore, the oil can be distributed to the Kohanim. So therefore, according to Rabbi Tarfon, the fact that we can donate oil means that if you see oil in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't assume it's one of the things that we mentioned in the Mishnah, because it's possible it was a donated a carbon of oil. Bar Tanur then raises a question that the Gemara has, which actually relates, can connect to Hilchos Shabbos as well, and he says the following. He says, the Torah says lo sichbe, which means we have this negative commandment, we're not permitted to extinguish the fire of the ma'aracha, the fire on the mizbeach. So if you're going to pour oil on the ishim, on the fire, and it's going to burn up, but it also, oil is liquid, it will extinguish some of the fire to some extent, and that's a violation of lo sichbe. So why is this even allowed? So the answer is because it's what we call a davar she'eino miskaven. We may know that from Hilchos Shabbos. It's something that a person does not have intent to do. So a person's maybe brushing their hair, but they don't have intent to pull out hair. So a person's dragging a chair, they don't have intent to make a furrow in the ground. So under certain circumstances, we allow that. As long as it's not inevitable that it's going to happen. If it's inevitable, so then it's going to be a problem. But we follow Rabbi Shimon that davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. And that's not only in the laws of Shabbos, that's true in Kol HaTorah Kula, in all areas of Halacha. And this is another example. There's nothing to do with Shabbos. This has to do with extinguishing fire on the Mizbeach. It's not about Shabbos. It's about extinguishing fire on the Mizbeach, which is not allowed. But since it is not the person's kavana, his intent is not to extinguish the fire, but rather it's to burn the donated oil on the Mizbeach. And not only that, the possibility exists that it will not happen at all. And the Bar Tanur says like this, "Hoil ve'eno miskaven lechmos." He doesn't have kavana to extinguish it. Shari, it's permitted. Diki Rabbi Shimon kaimalon. We have established the halacha of Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Yehuda, and we hold the davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. If it's something that you don't intend to do, it's permitted. V'lo have a psik resha. And this is not inevitable, what we call a psik resha. Why? The efshar tiyeh ha'esh gedol of a chazak of a tinatzeach es hayayin v'lo yichbena. Possible that the fire will be so much stronger that it will vanquish, it will be victorious against the wine, and this is being about not only oil, but wine that's placed on the Mizbeach as well. Could be the same issue of extinguishing part of the fire. It's possible that nothing will really be extinguished. It's a little bit of oil, a little bit of wine, and the fire overtakes it completely and nothing has been extinguished. And since that's a possibility, and it's davar she'eino miskaven, since it's not inevitable it's going to extinguish the fire, we permit it.